Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Put down that goblet, Michael. Here we go. Hey, did you hear this story? This is crazy. A 29-year-old showed up and went to high school at New Brunswick in New Jersey. And they didn't figure her out for a week or so. Anyway, a reporter and TikTok queen down to all the way down in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Alice, did you show up and say, I want to go to high school? I mean, they'd have to let you in.
Yeah. I got served at 16 at the Jersey Shore because that's how young I look. I never look young. No, don't have that kind of face. But, you know, He Jung Shin shows up. She says she's about 16. Now, students are telling me she did look about 19 or 20, so she did look pretty young. And by law, you know, students requesting admission have to be allowed to go to school, and then the school has 30 days to confirm the identity. So maybe that's what the school was doing for 4 days, trying to figure out how this girl was. But what's disturbing is that in the process, while the process is moving forward, she's allowed to go to classes. Now, keep in mind, I talked to high school kids this morning, and, you know, they're high school kids. So the thing that I did find, though, is a lot of them were saying the same thing. And it sounds like they knew something was up before the school did.
I used to see her sometimes in the hallway.
Like, you could tell she was an adult. Like, she did not look like a student.
She doesn't look that old. She looks like she could be 19, maybe 20.
She had a mask on.
She would wear a mask?
Yeah.
I thought it was a teacher, but I was like, there's something wrong about it.
The thing about it is that she had so many red flags that teachers didn't see it.
Some students were like very suspicious and cautious of her just because she didn't look her age and because she was being really friendly. She just like came up to people and like she would like everybody should see, she would just say hi to.
And students picked it up real quick because they will talk to her, you know?
Yeah, and the students who interacted with her, students who say they interacted with her, say, you know, they got a really weird feeling.
Difference about it, she would never talk to guys. That's one. She would never talk to guys. And whenever a guy would want to talk to her, she was quick to just shut them down and just walk away. And then with girls, outside the class, she would talk about, or like, do you have a boyfriend? Give me your phone number. Like, it was so weird. Like, she would talk about boyfriends and meeting up and having, like, to give them the phone numbers outside the halls. Like, she got a few people's phone numbers. And then inside the class, when teachers would be there, she would just talk about school and college. That was it.
So she was, like, Miss Studious in the classroom, and then outside the classroom, she's chatting up, you know, other young girls. And here's where, you know, the speculation came that there might be some sex trafficking going on here.
It was more like if they wanted to hang out with her, they had to meet her at Commercial Street, I think, or Avenue. But it was the only spot that she could only meet.
That she would meet.
Yeah. She tried to, like, have these two girls meet her somewhere. I don't even know. But, like, she
that's
tried
weird.
To do that, and the two girls didn't want to go with her. And I guess that's why people are saying that there was human trafficking going on.
Right. So it wasn't like, hey,
that's
you want to come over to my house?
That's really creepy.
It was like, yeah, let's go to this block or let's go to this street. And that's where it was like, meh. Now, a letter supposedly went out to parents telling them that the woman was arrested and charged with providing a false government document. But some students claim that their parents found out about it on social media, adding fuel to the fire. There was a Board of Ed meeting this week, a group of parents and students. They show up. They want to talk about the issue. They're trying to figure out, you know, how did this happen? And they claim they weren't allowed to speak.
The school didn't even tell the parents clearly what happened. They kind of just told her that she got arrested and that, like, it was true that she got in the school. Like, I feel like if they would have notified the parents and, like, informed them about everything they knew, it wouldn't have gotten so bad. But it's the fact that they made it seem like they were trying to cover it up. Which
seems.
Is probably why they thought that, they were trying to traffic the woman. Because of the fact that 29-year-old woman in our school, and what else would you want in a school full of high schoolers? You're obviously not going to want to get an education at that point, not in a high school.
Yeah, so students say they, you know, walked out of their classrooms yesterday. They held two protests. They don't feel safe. There's other issues going on at the school. There's, you know, there's fighting and, you know, some things going on. There's some other things going on here, and this was just kind of like one more thing that's, you know, making parents feel uncomfortable and making students feel uncomfortable. So we'll keep an eye on this story and see what they find out about this woman. I'm sure, you know, police here are going to get to the bottom of this. And we'll find out exactly what the heck she was doing here, where she's from.
Nobody in authority, Alice, has come up with a motive yet?
No. Not well. I'm sure I bet you they have, but nobody's saying. I mean, I checked with the police. There's a local paper here. I checked with them. School's not saying anything except get off my property. You know, they just they're being pretty tight-lipped because, you know, what can they say at this point? I don't think they know. I really don't think they know. I think they're still investigating. You know, this just happened. It was Tuesday. I think Monday, one girl told me she was still in school on Monday. And that's when they said, you got to get out. And there was a letter that went out to parents Tuesday afternoon, just saying that this woman was arrested.
Wow. All right. Interesting stuff, Alice. Interesting that you got all the kids to talk to you. So thanks a lot, Alice Stockton-Rossini.
Right,
check out her reports on TikTok at 710WR. Thanks, Alice. Appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow. Coming up, we've got more on the Battle of the Broadway Shows, including some talkback comments from you, in addition to our Facebook comments. Plus, we have our morning show recap, and that's all coming up next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.